Last year, I was hearing the confession of an 8-year-old boy. And after I pronounced absolution, and he was sitting in the chair opposite me, after I pronounced absolution, he looked in my eyes and he said, "You have nice blue eyes." That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Well, maybe not quite, but, you know, it was delightful. And what it sort of instilled within me was a sense of, I hope it kind of means that you're approachable. There's a warmth. There is an invitation in the way that you are present that makes me safe to be with you. And it is this idea that is at the heart of our reading from 2 Corinthians, that St. Paul, so to speak, is saying to all of us, as those who are ambassadors for Christ, you are to be men and women, that the church is to be that community, that it is a safe place to be. Because you see, we all need to know the following. We all need to have a conviction that Christ indeed has died for our sins, that because one has died for all, therefore all have died. And the wonderful grace of the Holy Spirit's work in my life is that as I've grown older, to the age that I now am, where, as Jesus says in that gospel reading, you can't change the color of your hair, no matter how I might try, that although I might have less up here, I think I have more in here. And it's because of the deeper conviction that I have that Christ indeed has died for all. And the wonderful gift that we are then given as his church is that when we have this conviction, we then in turn have a certain concentration. A concentration that focuses how we live our lives. And at the heart of that is we no longer regard people from a human point of view. Isn't that remarkable? That we don't regard one another as just humans. We recognize who we truly are. And that is those who are being shaped into men and women who in Christ Jesus will discover fully that we are new creations. And that is at the heart of what this passage from Corinthians is about. Paul saying that in Christ we are a new creation. And so he then goes on to say, I appeal to you by the mercy of God, be reconciled to God. I've had a remarkable week. Not every week is like this, but this week I have been privileged to have 5 or 6 people, ranging in age from someone in their early 20s to a man my age or older, who literally opened their hearts to me and told me about the pain and tragedy of their lives. And what was so beautiful in being present with these people was just that, being present with these people. And as I heard their stories, what a gift it was to be an ambassador for Christ. What a gift it was in the midst of what they thought to be perhaps a story of despair is actually a story of repair. Because you see, there are 2 kinds of stories ultimately. There are tragedies and there are comedies. And the tragedy ends with the tragedy. It has a bad ending. But the beautiful thing about a comedy is that you have to go through the tragedy, but it's then so that you can come back up into the hope of a new beginning. And that is at the heart of our gospel. That is at the heart of the church's teaching. And it is the most difficult work of all. Because in a world like this, we can conclude, I am no more than a human. There is no new creation. But the work that we are invited to is to be men and women who, because of this concentrated way in which we are living, are discovering more and more what it is for us to be reconciled. And the more we know that in our own lives, the more inviting, the more welcoming, the more approachable we can be. So that through us, people can hear these words from the psalm. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. You know what I've discovered as a priest? One of the things people find hardest to believe is that they are truly forgiven. You know why? Because the enemy is the accuser. The enemy is the adversary. And his accusation says that you are condemned. You are cut off from God. But to be able to help a person see that they truly are absolved, that they truly are reconciled with God, can then lead to a new integration in their life. Whereas Jesus says in today's gospel, well, let our yes be yes and our no be no. That we won't try to use language where we invoke God's name, but in our heart we are far from God. No, because we're being reconciled with God in our heart, we'll more and more be reconciled in our relationships with one another. And we will become truthful, gracious, and whole. On this day when we celebrate our Blessed Mother, Mary is the greatest ambassador. Mary is the one who was so convicted as to who her son was and is that she has for 2,000 years lived a concentrated life seeking to reconcile us. St. Peter's family, you might not have blue eyes, but whatever color your eyes are, may your eyes, your countenance, your demeanor be one that lets other people know you're approachable. You're a person to whom they see Jesus. In you, they see an ambassador, one who is appealing to be reconciled to God through Christ.